Well, anybody rockless? This is the ninth lecture, 20th ACC, July 24, 1958. Our immediate concern here today is to take up the mechanisms and noumena. We don't have much phenomena anymore in Scientology. What's a noumena? Of stuck needles. The anatomy of needles. Dull subject. We'll cover it rather rapidly, and then we can get on to a more interesting lecture. So this lecture isn't an hour long, this particular one. Probably break down into two or three lectures. But I can cover this thing very rapidly, and you can grasp it very quickly. And grasping it, undoubtedly be able to locate all the stuck needles you want on any case. First question you have to ask is, why is a bracket? A bracket describes the potential directions of flow from the preclear to another, from the preclear to himself, from another immediate object or person to itself, to the preclear, from the preclear to somebody else, from somebody else to the preclear, from an object to somebody else, object to person to somebody else, and somebody else to an object to person, and somebody else to somebody else, and here we go. Now, how many potential flows there could be on one of these brackets is pretty hard to establish. I had somebody count them up to 153, I think the number was. You know, another to another and another to himself and somebody else to the preclear and so on. Then that somebody else who was a somebody else to the preclear to a somebody else, and then this himself on somebody else to himself. You see? You get the idea. But the practical number... The practical number is 9. And in a shortened look at it, 5 can be gotten away with. And the way a bracket runs, the easiest look at a bracket is actually not in any other terms, but flows. Now, when you say a flow, you mean a direction, a potential direction. And just to go off rapidly on this 9-way bracket, how could you help yourself? How could you help me? How could I help you? How could I help myself? How could you help another person? How could I help another person? How could another person help you? How could another person help me? And how could another person help another person? Now, those are just indicative directions of flow. And just rattle off the pattern bracket. Now, that is a pattern bracket. If you have any difficulty keeping your finger on the book as you're auditing somebody, you know, and which leg of the bracket are you on now, then you're trying to remember a bunch of words and you don't know what a bracket is. See? I could stand here and figure out a 9-way bracket just by looking at the number of directions of flow there could be in a given space out in front of me, see? However, I'll let you in on something. I almost never use a 9-way bracket. Preclear is a very complicated preclear. I'm liable to go up to 12, 15. It's a very simple preclear. I go down to about 5. And I keep track of it by the direction of the flow. Now, if you were auditing somebody with an oscilloscope rather than an E-meter, you would see the actual direction of flow, at least away from and toward the preclear. An oscilloscope rigged with a one-hand electrode will actually demonstrate this. You will see its lines going per, 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 per this way, and then Slow, 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 and then stop. Sine waves is hanging there, you know. And then you say, that was, how could I help you, you see? And then you say, how could you help me? And you get flow, 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 flow. Then slow, 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 stop. The other direction. Now, this is an interesting thing. That somebody's thinking this could be measured electronically, as on an e-meter. It's even more interesting that it could be measured on an oscilloscope. However, an oscilloscope is a rather expensive instrument. It may or may not go out of whack rather easily, but I've never seen one operate long. And as it only tells you two directions of flow, according to its scope then, its usefulness has a small limitation on it. Nevertheless, for the purpose of locating the rock, an oscilloscope would be a better instrument by far than the e-meter if you had trouble adding up the factors which I'm about to give you here, because if you give them there, right there on the scope, you would say barnyards, and the oscilloscope would be moving, you know. And you would say vaults, and the oscilloscope's moving. And then you say heathen idol, and the oscilloscope goes stick. Now, here is this mechanism. Here's this mechanism here, then, that a flow is arrested. Now, you should understand that a river doesn't only run. It sometimes runs into a dam and stops running. You see that? A river doesn't only run. It also stops running while still potentially a river. Now, that's possibly a very good analogy here. You are interested in the dam across the river when you're interested in a stuck needle. You're trying to find out what is damming the river and refusing to let it flow. Now, in view of the fact that electronically, preclearly, a flow runs just so long in one direction and then overruns itself and sticks. The flow itself and the conflicts and eddies within the flow make its own dam. So you say this river flows south, flows south, flows south, flows south, flows south. And all the time it's doing this, it's carrying bits and pieces and chips and weeds and logs and eddies and currents and so forth. And then it flows south. And then there's a big rainstorm after a forest fire, and a lot of logs and so forth fall in the river, and it doesn't flow. Now, if you wanted to drive everything back to where it came from with an enormous fire hose, and if you just tipped earth just a little bit, why, the river would clean itself up, and all that debris would go elsewhere, see? And it would flow north, flow north, flow north. But first it would flow north this way. Flow north. Flow north. Flow north. Flow north. Flow north. Well, this is the direction of flow. Of course, it's north. You know? Now, in a PC, there are seven other major stream directions. It isn't quite as simple as a river. It is more a pattern of rivers. And any one of that pattern can jam by being overrun. Do you know why you get tired? All you have to do is flow in one direction. First, be troubled by flows. That's the first requisite. Just flow in one direction, 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 flow in one direction. And every while, if you're troubled with flows, the hours or days or weeks go by, you start to flow in one direction. You say, oh, I'm tired. This is a little trick that every housewife should know. You'll find all of this stuff, or a lot of it, in Scientology of 4 or 5 years ago. There was quite a bit of it around. A lot of study of this, and we are not above profiting by what we already know. Unlike some people believe, we do remember what we have learned, and what we learned later did not necessarily invalidate what we learned before. Every time you come out with a new technique, there are a lot of people think you have changed your mind. Well, that's because they didn't find out what technique you came out with in the first place. That's always an interesting one. Somebody says, well, it just changes all the time, changes all the time, changes all the time. It's a horrible question to say, from what? And the fellow said, well, what they thought before, of course. Well, what did they think before? Well, give me one thing, you know. And, of course, you've got a hold of a guy who hasn't a grip on one single fundamental. So, of course, he knows it changes all the time because he has no place to start from and no place to arrive at. So he's then free to have any possible opinion. Now, if you can see your PC as 9 potential directions, a flow as a practical number, a complicated PC is 15 or 20 or 30, and a case that is running rather well, you can find stuck points on the case rather easily, and they free rather easily, and so forth. You can see 5 major directions of flow. You get somewhat of an idea of what you are doing when you are running the side of a bracket. Now, we call it bracket out of a term taken from artillery. The artillery puts a shell on each side of the emplacement just to make sure. And by asking all of these questions, you for sure make sure that you don't miss a potential stuck point. The odd part of it is, if you ran a flow just question by question by question, you know, not repetitive question, but just ran the whole bracket, okay? Ran the whole bracket, it wouldn't matter how badly stuck the flow was in the beginning, it would eventually free, because your goal is not necessarily to get flows running, but to cure the preclear of this particular flow. And you would never miss if you made a bracket out of it. In other words, you just drop artillery shells all around him, 9 shells to be exact, and one of them will blow up the ridge. That's the most practical way of looking at it. There's 9 potential dams, and if you threw 9 shells in repetitively, one at each potential dam, sooner or later, like artillerymen, you're going to get lucky and hit something. Artillery, of course, is the art of scientific luck. And similarly, in auditing, don't just go along using a tool without knowing what it's for or what you're using it on. Please, if you have a big question of what this tool is, and a larger question on what you're using it on, it is not smart just to sit there, doggo, and, just do it because somebody said so. Because the tool will never be useful to you, and your hits will be seldom. And just for improved marksmanship, you should be very careful to look over what you're doing and look over your own understanding of it. Of course, you are responsible for knowing what goes on in the preclear. You are responsible for that. The preclear is not. And as long as you make up your mind to that fact and know what you are being responsible for and how to be responsible for it, you're a good auditor. And if you don't know those two facts, some artillerymen, you just keep firing and hope, you know? But hope is an awfully bum sight. hope is a hard sight to raise and lower. And you can't throw hope 80 mils right. Get the idea? But you can throw an auditing command 80 mils right when you suddenly see the ridge throwing up there. Now, there's some people will slavishly go on and do the safe thing forever on flows because they don't particularly understand what a flow is or what its target is. So you see, in Scientology, there is even one that gets you by that. And that is, you just give the flow in rotation, each command of the bracket. See? Each command of the bracket in rotation, one after the other, and then come back to the first command and give each one command for each leg of the bracket. See? All the way through again. And one command for each leg of the bracket all the way through again. Now, that is a super cautious approach. But you will never make a mistake if you do it. Now, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have something that you will never make a mistake on. But if your understanding of this thing called flows and brackets is good, you don't need to be that cautious. Because you're essentially saying you don't know what you're working with. The time when you need that one command each is when you have a consistently stuck needle. And when it's consistently stuck and just freeing up just a little bit every hour or two, you haven't yet really been able to ascertain which way this thing is flowing accurately. And one command each way will clear up an awful lot of bric-a-brac. Now, I'm not saying two contradictory things here. I'm saying a rigidly stuck thing is stuck on 9 different directions. There are 9 dams. And one of them is going to come loose before another one, that's for sure, which loosens the needle up just to here. But you just have to keep banging 9 shells in there. On 9 dams. Now, when we're looking for the rock, this is the standard condition. But don't get the idea that the only way to run flows on a preclear is one command for each leg of the bracket, then one command for each leg of the bracket, and so forth. Because you're just excluding from your kit a tremendously interesting lot of tricks with regard to stuck needles. You're just missing it badly. Now, it's the easiest thing in the world to stick a needle artificially in most cases, but there are some who are so high and already stuck in so many places that the preclear is dispersing. And you might say there are 9 flows and none of them are registering on the preclear, but the preclear is just going straight up. A 10th flow which you aren't exploring. And that 10th flow is, let me out of here. The motto of it is, I certainly don't want to communicate to anything else. I certainly don't want anything else to communicate with me. I don't want to communicate with myself. Whatever I'm looking at, I don't want it to communicate with itself. And I don't want other things to communicate with it or me. Or it to in any way influence any communication in any direction, so we'll just forget the whole thing and use a balloon. You'll find this case going up, 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 and the needle not sticking. You'll get a rising needle on such a case, almost whatever you ask the case, because anything adds to everything on the case. So you say, see that wall? And you got a rising needle. You just added a wall to the rock chain. And you say, how are you? And you get a rising needle because you've just added a how are you to the rock chain. Get the idea? Well, this case you have to be particularly careful of in running, and I'll tell you more about handling this case the second half of this lecture. I'm just telling you about standard cases right now. This case, you might say, is a special effects case. What the case is a special effects on, however, is the limitations of the E-meter. Rather than that, the case does exhibit certain characteristics. For instance, they won't register on cop lie detectors very easily. You don't get a lie registering on them. In life, they're having an awfully... They're very determined to be responsible for things, but they somehow or other never quite get responsible for anything. You know, but they do get responsible for things, and then it's demonstrated they are a responsible party, but the next day they're not being responsible for that thing, and nobody is madder at the situation than themselves, you see. Time has a tendency to go haywire with them. They have a little difficulty holding on to their mist, you know. Here's all kinds of phenomena which could rack up on this rising needle case. So we're not going to be very... specific about the case, because you handle it much the same way that you handle these flows. But the flows in that case are masked on the meter. You don't see these. What you see is the rising needle. On all other cases, even the low ones, the low case on the tone arm is easier to work than a high case for this reason. It shows up better on the meter when you get it operating. These flows are of the greatest importance. You could take a case in mediumly poor, good condition and stick him on almost anything by triggering one of these flows and making it run too long in one direction. Now, you just ask somebody who has a relatively sticky, knot-free, wrong reading needle, just ask him some question repetitively like this. How could your mother help you? How could your mother help you? Just pick something out of the blue and pick one of these legs of a bracket, see? We don't care which leg or who you use. Of course, the more significant potential a person has, why, the quicker it'll happen. Just pick anybody and pick any leg, and then don't change your mind, see? And how could your mother help you? Good. How could your mother help you? Good. How could your mother help you? Well, originally, he's doing all right. He isn't doing bad, you know. Oh, she could get me breakfast, and she could sew up my shirt, and she could make my bed, and she could tell me she loved me once in a while, and she could so on. He's going along all right. So after you've asked this question, it's an innocent question, isn't it? See? An innocent question. It could be very significant on some cases. But how could your mother help you? 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 You just sit there and watch that needle. If the needle was free on the subject... After you've gone on a finite number of commands, the needle will start to get less free. And the next thing you know, if you absolutely insist on running this one, how could mother help you? How could your mother help you? The needle will freeze. And if you were just too sadistic for words, like a research auditor, you would go on running it. How could your mother help you? How could your mother help you? To find out what happened to the needle. It'll blow up. Something will blow up. Just as though you'd thrown a little hand grenade into the case. And sometimes you even get an electronic flash. And where you've had an electronic flash occur in a pre-clear, one of these flows has been overrun either by life or by the auditor. It actually, when I'm talking about electronic flash, I mean pop. You know? Boom! Some fellow goes to sleep that night after the auditing session as he lies down on the bed. All of a sudden, bam! Sometimes somebody has had hold of an E-meter can and has actually made holes in the metal with an exploding flash. The idea? Well, the total phenomenon and noumena connected with it is a stuck flow overrun by life or an auditor. Thing was already sticky, potentially sticky, you see. There was already a dam there, and then he ran a direction which blew the dam up. And when the dam blows up rather than ebbs away, you get a very startled pre-clear, and it isn't necessarily therapeutic, in spite of the psychiatric insistence that they only therapy that is allowable by law. You see, a psychiatrist says that he can go to jail if he doesn't electric shock people, is to put enough electric shocks around a Thetan to make him think that all of his dams are blowing up, and this throws him into apathy, so after that he'll be quiet. I think that's the basic goal of psychiatry, to be quiet. I have a different basic goal with regard to psychiatry. I want them to be so quiet, too. Now, where does this enter into what you're doing now? Does it have any entrance point at all? Huh? What is the rock? The rock is a 9-plus way stuck series of flows. All flows are stuck on the rock. All flows are stuck. Wouldn't matter which side of the bracket you ask on the rock, on a case, it'd stick. Got that? The only way to take it apart is just take one command at a crack. As you run the rock, you'll hit various automaticities. Automaticities from the pre-clear to the rock. Automaticities from the rock to the pre-clear. There'll be automaticities somewhere on each one of these. Now, what do we mean by automaticity? A whole series of answers which just sort of machine gun into sight. You say, how could you help a heathen idol? Well, you could bow down to it. You could dust it off. You could throw it in the ground. You could bury it in a hole. You could blow it up in the sky. You could take it to get a ride in an airplane. You could send it to KLM. Only it's faster. Now get this, it's faster than I'm articulating it. And it's certainly faster than your pre-clear can articulate. When you run into a rock, there you have a choice. You can either ask him several of the same commands that turn down the automaticity and thus clean that thing right now, or you can neglect it and just go on to the next part of the flow. Now, which is best, I cannot tell you at this time. I don't know anything wrong with it either way, except you rather validate the automaticity. The automaticity will run out in any case, and it isn't all that important that you have to pay too much attention to it, but it is sometimes an ARC break with the pre-clear not to let him handle this thing, because it's suddenly out of control, because he'll go into apathy. Something in his bank went out of control, and he didn't get a chance to look at it, and he's a little bit shaken up, and you're distracting by asking him a different question. So he pays your money and takes a chance. I don't care whether you handle automaticities or not. If it's a very, very important automaticity, and the pre-clear seems to be very, very interested in it, you are guilty of an ARC break if you don't do something about it. Therapeutically, it probably doesn't make any difference whether you handle it or not, but it does in the techniques of auditing undoubtedly make some difference to the pre-clear occasionally. If he hits these things and he wants to look at them, you're doing him a dirty trick if you don't let him look. But you should understand that you are merely letting him look. Now, there's no real necessity of going in there and cleaning up that side of it right now, because it will clean up anyway, eventually. Now, there is a question, however, whether or not it wouldn't be a little faster to clip that side of it now. At least take that much off of the imbalance. Because where you have an automaticity, you have a flow which, the instance released, compulsively rushes like a cataract. And it's just as though you had lifted the dam and this tremendous volume of water goes swoosh. It doesn't matter if it goes swoosh. You can let it go swoosh. The pre-clear's alarmed, startled, interested, so on. It's a good thing to let him look at it. Because if it's gone swoosh, I'll clue you, it's gone swoosh. You're not going to do anything else with one. Now, when they obsessively continue to run, it would only be because you continue to ask questions on that particular line. You see, it was, how could you help another person or something of the sort, see? And you ask, how could you help another person? How could you help another person? How could you help another person? And an automaticity which has begun in that direction by repeated commands in that direction will wash itself out much more thoroughly than if it's just neglected, don't you see? But the danger of doing that is that you can get one started that goes totally out of control, and the case has a tendency to sort of cave in under the tremendous violence of this thing. Because in a dozen or so questions, you might release violence of one-way flow there that your preclear isn't vaguely willing to confront. A better way to take it apart on this is just to go on doing what you're doing and don't Q&A with an automaticity. You see, it's not a misdemeanor or anything to examine one, or even run one side, or even start an avalanche with it. You're not going to wreck the case by doing this. But the value of doing it isn't sufficiently great. There is some value in it, but it isn't sufficiently great to make you Q&A with it. You better let your preclear look at it just like he originates a cognition, so he originated an automaticity. And you say, that's fine, what's it doing, and how's it going, and which way to go, and all those answers, that's very interesting. Thank you very much. Is it through running now at the moment? Yes, seems to be. Well, that's fine, let's go on to the next question. Get the idea? And you just go on auditing the way you were auditing. Don't think you won't trigger them, because if you're looking for a totally stuck, nine-way stuck object, you start to run it. Somewhere around that object, you're going to get an automaticity. The answers are going to go down that stream bed at such an appalling rate that nobody could keep up with them, much less the preclear. They're going to go boom, swoosh. Now, so much for flows. The direction run too long will create a stuck flow. You say this is a flow overrunning itself, to be technical. It goes so far in one direction that it jams up. And it's you're undoing those things. Now, when you find a needle stuck on just one side of the bracket, you haven't got the rock. Not arf. A rock is stuck nine ways. And therefore, you can pick up a lot of false rocks. But they're all on the chain because the ability of that flow to stick depended on the basic stickiness of the rock. All right. Now let's go off to the other part of this thing and maybe we will see some more. Let's take up now the dispersed case. A case which is extremely high in its tone arm reading, on whom you do not get a good positive lie reaction. Anything much that you ask the case is liable to cause a rising needle, and nothing much will bring the needle down from its high position on the tone arm back down toward a proper area of read. You work on this case hours and 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 hours, and they just stay up high on the tone arm, and they don't show any signs of going on down at all. Now, there's the rough. A rough case. It is a rougher case than somebody who is below male and female clear reading on a meter. That's a rougher case. It's easy to get them up. It's hard to get them down when they're sitting on that last beam at the top of the unfinished building, and they're right out to the tip of that beam, and obviously the only thing they can do is go on and erect more skyscraper. What's wrong with them is they've got too much already. Foundation is caving in, and quicksand is taking away the basement, and it's liable to totter off at any moment. Well, the best thing for them to do is when they're on that top of the building and on the last tip of the highest beam, of course, is to go up. And they do. Only by pulling off the rock flow mechanism is that when they back off, they back in. When they try to push something off, they pull it in. And you've got nearly every flow in Lord knows how many reversals. So they try to throw something away, they throw something in their own face. They try to throw something in their own face and they throw it away. All kinds of weird things go on here. They're sort of like a ping-pong ball riding in the middle of a fountain. And here they are, and you're going to stick a flow. Well, you're not going to stick a flow by any ordinary method. The reason for this is, of course, that the individual is stuck on all flows both ways and is confused and doesn't know which is up and which is down and which is right and which is left. And the best thing to do is just to shut it off and get out of it all. And the only way they could do that is not know it all, which is to be irresponsible for the works. So, there is a whole pattern of methods, a whole series or a whole group or type of methods of unraveling one of these cases. And all of them are tremendously effective. They're not, it's not, well, if you try one, why, get another one. Maybe that'll work. If that doesn't work, you pick up the screwdriver. And if that doesn't work, you pick up the Stilson wrench, you know. It isn't this kind of a thing. You can use any of these methods and produce a rather horrendous result on this particular case. Basically, what's wrong with this person? This person has taken over responsibilities and has helped things too often and too much under duress to any longer desire to help or take over things. So you have an unwilling responsibility case, or an unwilling help case, or an unwilling create case, or an unwilling problem case. So everybody's always coming and giving this person problems. This person didn't want any problems. This person had to go on solving the problems. It's sort of an oracle. If you were being an oracle at 2 drachma a throw, I'm sure you would get tired after a while of people's problems, become unwilling to handle their problems. You have, of course, the obsessive future case, which is the obsessive change case, which is, then all these are the same case. So we have 5 buttons, and any one of the 5 will unravel the case in terms of flows, if you ask the right question. You ask for the compulsive, any one of the 5 buttons. That's the formula. You ask for compulsive examples of one of the buttons. And you'll very rapidly start taking the case apart. Now, in view of the fact that this is a total way to audit all by itself, it could be that you go for a long time with this particular case without getting a stuck needle or finding the rock. All you keep on doing is getting sticks that go floof. You stick some particular subject and it blows. And then you don't have a clue as to what the next subject is particularly. And you stick the duck subject and it blows. And you get the next one and it blows. And you get the next one and it blows. And there's no consistent stick anywhere. Well, don't think your pre-clear is so able that they're just able to blow the rock all by themselves. That'd be an awful mistake for you to make. It's that the thing has so many locks that not even the best possible geological physical detector could locate the rock in the midst of all these locks. And what is wrong with the case, basically, is that the rock is obscured by too many locks. And it is so buried and so obscured that it isn't available. But it shows up promptly on the case that you start running this, but if you start to monkey with it and fool around with it, it shows up at once, but it shows up in physical form. It'll be some big mass starts moving in on the pre-clear. Lord knows what this mass is, what its identity is, or anything else. It moves in on the pre-clear. It can tell you about it. It has this. And somebody who has never had and has rather smiled about ridges and rather smiled about big energy masses around people's heads and thought this was just a lot of bunk, you know. Watch it, because they have never seen one of these things. Well, they'll at least see them on a pre-clear, and the process I'm about to give you will bring these right in on the pre-clear. They'll bring them right in on the pre-clear skull, and And that's that. The Freakmen become quite alarmed. They've never seen anything like this before. Never heard of anything like this before. And it's quite upsetting to them to have some huge mass suddenly move in from the sky. Sometimes it moves in with considerable rapidity, and sometimes it has all sorts of extra manifestations, such as like it's red hot or something like this. But you don't care about that. Either way, I can tell you how to turn that mass off just as fast as you turned it on. You just run what part of the mass that is moving in. That mass, no further significance, they could be responsible for. And the mass will move right off again. If you were to ask a question, what have you had to be responsible for? And that is the key question of any one of the five buttons. What have you had to be responsible for? Not what could you be responsible for. No willingness. Now, this is diagnostic, so you're not asking for willingness to be responsible. You're saying, who stood over you with a club, son, and told you you had to be responsible for something, and how long did you go on being responsible for it with no willingness on your part? And that, in essence, is the anatomy of a ridge or a stuck flow. It's going on being responsible for something long after you no longer want to be responsible for it. And your wish to get away from it and your necessity to go on assisting it, the two jam up and cause a ridge. Now, there's one flow, speaking of flows here now, you must know can be run totally with the button of create and with the button of responsibility. And that is self to outwards. In others, what part of that could you be responsible for? Recognize this as a flow command. What part of that could you help? You see? Now you can ask that part of all of the flows over and over and over and over and over and over again. You just don't get all the sides of the situation. But you can actually run, mock up a man, 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 without running. Get the idea of my mocking up a man, my mocking up a man, another person mocking up a man mocking up himself, so forth. You get the idea. You can just go on, you mock up a man, you mock up a man, you mock up a man. In other words, self outwards is so perpetual and has been going on for so long that you can do it ad infinitum without unsettling all of its potential flow. Get the idea? So there's one leg of the bracket that has no limitation on it that you cannot overrun. Self outwards cannot be overrun. You should remember that. When you want to know what part of a bracket to pick up and beat to death because you know you've gone wrong somehow or another, self outwards, how could you help another? We'll go on and on and on and on and run and run and run and run and run. You got the idea? That one doesn't get stuck because it's already totally stuck. Now, get this as a mechanism in this dispersal case. We have one leg which can be run and run and run and run and run, you see, with great security and safety. So we never ask this dispersal case any other side of a bracket we're trying to locate something than case outwards. See? We ask, what could you help? What could you be responsible for? What could you change? See? What could you create? We can ask them, ask them, ask them. Any one of these buttons, you see. What problem could you create? You know, anything like this. And it's fairly safe to do so. We don't use the rest of the bracket, not Earth. We don't use the rest of that bracket, particularly diagnostically. If you want to call it that, analytically. Let's take this case now, and I'll give you a very concrete example. The case is very high on the tone arm. You test the case for a lie reaction. You say, answer no to everything I ask you. Then you ask them a lot of 3, 4, 5, 6 questions, to which the answer is obviously yes. All right. You get little or no lie reaction or sporadic lie reaction.
Now, that sporadic lie reaction is the borderline. On one question, you got a lie reaction. It said, are you sitting in that chair? And the case said, no. And you didn't get a reaction. Are you in this room? And the case said, no. And you didn't get a lie reaction. And are we in this room? And you got a lie reaction. And are your feet on the floor? And we got a lie reaction. And do I have a head on my body? And you got no lie reaction. Get that as a sporadic, sometimes reaction sort of thing. Well, to be on the safe side, you can consider that case in this same bracket. You can consider that case in this same category that we're just covering here. You know, occasional lie reaction. Not consistent. The requisite is, however, that the tone arm must read abnormally wrong. See, that's the characteristic. Now, I didn't say really, in all cases, too high or too low. I'm just saying this is a whole category of cases, and it's an abnormal tone arm reading. And it's an abnormal behavior of the needle case. Now, there's two ways you could make this case. One is to have a meter that doesn't work. So you always start a case in with a reality on whether or not the meter's working by getting him to squeeze the cans. He is registering on the thing, and you might even carry out a few little more experiments to make sure that the preclear is registering predictably on the instrument. Well, these preclears don't register worth a nickel. They just don't register well, the ones I'm talking about. It's just goofball stuff. Well, let's make sure the goofball isn't you in your handling of an E-meter, you know? Even the best of auditors can hand somebody an E-meter and turn it on and hand them the cans and then find no reaction and find out after a half an hour, not find out at all, that one of the electrodes is disconnected today. Get the idea? See, even the best of them can do this, but that's a goof. It has nothing to do with this case. After you've established carefully that the preclear is reading on that meter and that you are in communication with the preclear, and now you just don't get any action or reaction, you go through, you know, you don't get good, consistent lie reactions, and you get theta bop, theta bop, theta bop, theta bop, theta bop. You start talking about death, and all of a sudden you get a constant rise on the needle. You say, wow. This is not an infrequent case, by the way. This case is rather commoner than you think, but it is not the average case by a long ways. It requires special handling only to this degree. It requires special diagnostic proceedings. Well, one of the best ways to go about it, the case always has a sluggish needle one way or the other. There's something wrong with that needle. Or the needle is doing nothing but a theta bop and won't ever do anything else, you know. Reading high, reading low, won't react, so forth. Special procedure for such an impasse. There are probably many such procedures, and there are probably more effective procedures. And I even may know some better ones myself. But I don't have any vast amount of data on these other procedures, and I do have some data on the one I'm giving you, and I know that it is quite reliable. Proceeding is like this. Case as described in its behavior on the E-meter. It's really a dispersal case. Whether it's high or low, it's a dispersal case. It's reading abnormally. It's trying to get away from it all and going into it all. And it's pretty confused. We know that all five buttons on the case are upset. This we can start for sure. Now, we can say this in a modified way about any being that ever comes to us as a preclear. The five buttons are upset. But that wasn't what I was saying. In this particular case, the five buttons are upset. Case's definition for change? For the birds. Problems? Foo. You don't know what the devil is going to happen here on problem definition. See, that's wow. Create? Lord knows. You get the idea? Help? Oh, I don't know. You're liable to think anything is help. See? All help is the circular circumference of automobile tires in Afghanistan, you know? That doesn't mean they're crazy, but it's just off on the button. And responsibility? Well, responsibility is, well, that's what you have to do. That is almost a stable definition for such a thing. Responsibility is something you don't want anything to do with, is another typical definition on such a case. Help is something which you do all the time anyway. No responsibility. Create, oh, yes. There's a key question which always gets such a response from these people. And now we're merely talking about a case being more aberrated than other cases, and you get a key response like this. How would you feel about communicating with everything everywhere at the same time and just having unlimited communication? So there's on. Case usually doesn't like that, not at all. They could get very argumentative on this subject. They could take this real seriously, or they simply couldn't conceive such a thing. The apathy side of it. Now, you're talking about a very wide range of responses here. You're talking about every case that isn't an easy case to clear. They all answer up under these descriptions. If you can talk to them at all, why, you can run this sort of a diagnostic proceeding. By the way, you have CCH 1, 2, 3, 4, and old TR5 converted to you make that body lie in that bed, thank you. Tandal unconscious people and insane people and so on. You know, you can get them up to a bracket where you can talk to them. Now, this case obviously then operates in the area where it is easy to talk to them and where they don't necessarily make bad sense to you as much as they seem to make bad sense to themselves. They know this isn't right, and they know this doesn't square around. One of the characteristics is very often doesn't worry them. Very often you find such a case, and they know this is all wrong, but it doesn't worry them that it's all wrong and is going on that way. You know, they just toss it off. Or it's simply a case that's having an awfully hard time, and he's very sincere about getting himself out of the soup. You see? It's a terrific breadth of cases, so don't get the thing. It's somebody who isn't unconscious, is capable of talking to you, but who doesn't respond and clear easily. Now, you got that whole band of cases? Well, that's the ones I'm talking about. Probably something on the order of 50% of the human race. All right, this is the diagnostic procedure which is followed. Now that you know what it's applied to. Oh, don't let me catch you being lazy and using this procedure on somebody that you just track it down the needle sticks and you scout for a while, half an hour, 45 minutes, something like that. You've got the rock and so forth. Boy, don't use this proceeding, because this proceeding tends to sweep away the stucks as fast as they're located, but at least permits you to locate the stucks. And that is, you find enforced buttons on the one flow of PC to the environment. You find enforced buttons. You're looking for automaticities. But you find these enforced buttons. Now, one question that works excellently, if they have it any definition at all of responsibility, is what have you had to be responsible for? Now, that is not what part of that object could you be responsible for. Now, get the horrible difference here, because if you miss this one, you miss the whole case. You want to know responsibility to which they objected. Now, why do you want responsibilities to which they objected, basically? Because you are looking for something besides the garbage which is coming off the top of this flow. And you can just go into this dispersal and run random problems from there until the pond freezes over, and you'll get no place with this case. You want to walk in as close as you can to the ridge. And the ridge is what if they had to do that they were trying to withdraw from doing. See, and it's a withdrawing from doing this, but having to go on doing, that tends to make this particular type of ridge. So you get them in as close to this ridge as you can get them, and then just hold their nose to it. And eventually, they'll blow off locks, 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 chains, locks, types, material, all of which are located, no matter how indirectly, to the rock, and each one of which will be a stuck needle, and you will watch gratifyingly that tone arm come down half a notch, a whole notch, and then go back up a half a notch, you know, and then come down a whole notch and go back up half a notch and then go back up two notches and then drop right back. And you're getting action, which you won't get on that case in any other way that I know of at this time. And you're getting action on the tone arm. And when you don't get action on the tone arm with a person who has a tone arm with an abnormal reading, you are not getting somebody clear. Bunk. Letting a tone arm sit up at six. Hour after hour, hour after hour, hour after hour, hour after hour, six on the tone arm, six on the tone arm, six on the tone arm. Whew, shoot the auditor. He's worse off than the preclear. He must be. Because it violates the auditor's code. Not getting any change on the case. Must be running the wrong procedure. For Jesus, must be something happening here that is wrong, and it's just going on running a process which is not producing any change. Now, how would you make the process produce change? Well, you get those enforced, having to do it, but not willing to do it, buttons, and then just beat them to death with two-way comm. And keep looking for the stuck needle just like you scout any other way. You say, is there anything in your life you've had to be responsible for? Oh, they very often tell you, well, no, not really. Not really be damned. It's their whole cockeyed present lifetime. Every waking moment of it is an enforced responsibility for which they are not willing to answer up. And they just get an unreality on the thing. About the time you start asking this question, you'll see big masses may show up or other things may happen. You know, oddities on the case. Don't pay attention to the oddities. Just go around this question. Now you can take each one of the five buttons and phrase it. Pick that button which is best within a normal understanding and use the enforcedness of the button. You want the unwilling application of the button by the preclear to life. And you just keep looking for it, and then you keep looking for that stuck needle, and you're liable to get another needle manifestation, which is always present when you get anywhere near the rock on such a case. And that is, the needle starts slamming from one side of the dial to the other, back and forth, very hectically and erratically, and you think it's because the preclear is picking his fingers up and off the cans and putting them back on or something. You get wham, 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 wham. Oh, you're hot as a firecracker. You should go back to the first thing that turned that thing on and scout this on what part of that object did he have he had to be responsible for. Now, you'll keep blowing it. You'll blow locks. You'll have to find something else. You'll have to monkey around with something else. But you can use any one of the five buttons. What have you had to help? What have you had to change? What have you had to create? Don't you see? Any one of these five buttons. And that just scout their definitions and find the one that's most real to him and then ask that one. And it'll be the one on top. And then if that button kind of peters out, pick up another one. And go on down and get these enforced buttons that he has a little bit resented. And you will start picking up lock chains just by the handfuls. Don't be disappointed if the thing frees again. Don't be disappointed if the needle frees up after you had it beautifully stuck for four or five questions and all of a sudden it freed and you can't find out where it went. Don't be upset. Just plunge in there again with the same thing. I got the first stuck button. It'll get you another one. And eventually you'll get more and more consistent stuck, and the PC will read lower and lower on the tone arm, and you will more and more get a normal meter reaction. Now, that is the formula by which you handle this case. So let's not flub any one of them. Thank you.
Thank you.